When I look at the readings assigned for today, again, I do see a theme. Track two of our lectionary, it was hard to find any thread that connected the lessons. In the last few weeks, it's like, oh my goodness, there is a big connection. From the wisdom of Sirach, he said, "Give to the Most High as He has given to you." And the question is, what's that about? What is it that God expects us to give? And I think that's answered in these readings. In Psalm 84, at the end of the first verse, "My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God." So we're asked to do more than just obey the laws. It's not just about ticking off, "No, I have not gone against any of the Ten Commandments." There's something deeper that Jesus was getting at in his teaching, that there's something deeper that God wants from us. The Pharisee said in this parable, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people." And it sounds arrogant, doesn't it? It sounds like he's very presumptuous about his spiritual life. But I think we could look at it that he's really not showing off. He's really not someone without humility. I think he really believed that I've ticked off all the checkboxes. I've done what a good Jew should do. I have followed the letter of the law, and I have done virtuous deeds. And so God certainly is pleased with me. He believes that if everybody lived like he did, the world would be okay. You know, everybody should just live like he did. But what God is saying to us through these teachings from Jesus is that human goodness isn't enough. It's not about you and me being good. And I've made that statement before about outreach work that we do as a parish. It's not just about being good and doing good things. It's about what motivates the things that we do good. You know, what is it that prompts us and drives us and gives us the energy to say, I need to break last year's record of 2,200 snack bags for the kids at the food bank. That's coming up in December, so you can sign up. We need to break last year's record. Nobody else has broken it yet. I had fun reminding of that at the food bank board meeting last week. We hold the record. Jesus is saying human goodness isn't enough, because it's really not just about goodness. It's about us being immersed in God's grace. And the way we're immersed in God's grace is to recognize that the power of the things we accomplish that are meaningful is not our power. It's the power that we allow God to do through us. It's about us being used by God and being open to God, and having that openness be what motivates us in our decisions about the good things that we do. The Pharisee, you see, really wasn't leaving any room for God to transform him, to change him into something better and bigger, because he was very happy with just how he was. But the message is, God wants us to be transformed continually throughout our life into something bigger and greater, and doing even greater things, but through the power of God working in us. The tax collector already knew there was nothing that he could do that would make him right with God. There was nothing he could do. All he could do is submit himself to God's grace. And that's a great message for us, because we're always going to trip up. Hopefully not too often, but we are going to trip up. And this is a reminder that we don't have to do good works to get God to love us, because guess what? God already loves us. We don't have to bribe God to get God to love us. That's a given. That's already a truth. So the issue is, how do we express that? By making sure that the things we do are motivated to bring honor to God rather than just to do good things. It's not, being a Christian isn't just about doing good. It's about what motivates us to want to do good. I have reflected on this idea a lot through the years, and it reminds me of something that my colleagues in seminary, as we were getting ready for our own ordination to the diaconate, we made a kind of a revolutionary decision to do something that pulls a tradition out of the ancient church. I don't know. Oh, yeah, you've got the picture up there on the screen. So this isn't my ordination. Somewhere I've got a photo of this, but this is what we did. There is a time in the ordination service that the cantor and the congregation are praying over these people about to be ordained, asking for God's using them and anointing them and helping them to lead this life as an ordained person. And so the three of us who were being ordained to the diaconate, our first entry into ordained life, wanted to have some visible symbol of this submission that we wanted to make, this commitment to just submit to God's will and it being about God and not about us. And so we asked the bishop if it was okay to, be prostrate for those prayers, face down, on the floor, arms outright, in front of the altar. He said, this is Richard Schiffke, Bishop Schiffke. He said, really? It's very Anglo-Catholic to be doing that. But we really wanted to do that. And, the three of us were from CDSP, which is one of the most liberal seminaries in the country, so they didn't get it. And Bishop Schiffke, he was pretty liberal. He didn't get it. But he knew it was a commitment we really wanted to make, that this was something to look back on. So the reason I wanted to tell you about all this is, what a symbol to just have that vision in your mind about what submission is about. It doesn't mean I'm there all the time. But it's a vision that I had play in my mind a lot, that I wanted to make that commitment of submission, that it's not about me. It's about how can I be a channel to what God wants to accomplish through this ministry that I'm committing to. How can God use you through the things that God puts in your path this coming week? And so it's a question of whether you want that to be a response that helps build you up or if it's something that honors God. If it honors God, everything else falls in place. Everything else falls in place. So, let's see. I got way off my notes here. So, there's one more point to the parable, this very short parable. The Pharisee really was showing some contempt for that tax collector. I'm not like those other people, he said. And the Pharisee's high commitment to fasting and tithing made him feel angry about this tax collector, whose job, after all, was to charge extra money to fellow Jews to get his own income. So he was stealing from the people, and not something he could really find in his heart forgiveness for. And so how do we end up falling into that trap of judging the person who is panhandling at the exit door to the grocery store? How do we address the time that we recognize an address that's from a lower income part of town than where we live? Or what about the other side? We see somebody who's a couple, maybe have one child, and they have a 5-bedroom house with 4 cars in the garage, and they have 2 vacation homes and a timeshare to spend their spare time in, and we end up being judgmental about that too. Jesus was not telling this story to the Pharisees. He was saying it to the people. If you see the introduction to that gospel lesson, it's showing he wanted the people to understand the importance that this is not just about our checking off a list that here are the things I did do and didn't do out of the Decalogue, out of the Ten Commandments. This is about a deeper commitment of what motivates what we do. And I think it's a message worth our reflecting on as we enter into this really holy time of year of Advent and Christmas, as we look at All Saints Day next Sunday, when we look at people who we hold up as examples, as models of that lifestyle. So Jesus was warning us to be careful about judging other people's spirituality instead of are focusing on being spiritually prostrate before God. Amen.